Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa Road, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these are that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidad, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them as far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I got to get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't going to fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't going to fuck with me. Because I drive by the rules. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers going.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
Denied Entry to USA show. A show that's for you and only you and no one else. It's Ken Scott here, senior U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst with www.usentrywaiverservices.com, and we resolve all USA border crossing issues. And you guys already know, I actually like doing these shows more than the videos because this is definitely more me. So we're not going to play tribute to any country now, because we have a very high-profile guest speaker on the phone here, and she's going to tell basically some of her story as to what happened at the border crossing. And she apparently hired an Ontario discount waiver company. She's going to tell us her experience surrounding that. You guys always know I always talk about this topic, especially the second portion, but now you're going to hear from someone else, so you know I'm just not making fluff. So without further ado, I want to introduce Miss Tiffany Diamond. Hello, Tiff. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. Hello. Are you there? Oh, what happened to her? Okay, let's see. What am I doing here? Hello. Let's see. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Oh, there you are. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry about that. I don't know if that was my phone or your phone.
You know, that was my fault. I hit the wrong button, but anyway. That's why these shows are always live. You never know what's going to happen, so that was my fault. So yeah, so you heard the intro, eh?
Yeah, yes, I did.
So, tell us, let's talk about what happened at the border first. How did the border treat you? What's your experience there?
I was going to see my husband, who is from the States, and I've been usually going back and forth, and I recently got stopped with them asking for my fingerprints out of nowhere. Then they took me in the back, and I brought up my past criminal conviction.
Yeah.
And basically told me that I wasn't allowed in and that I needed a waiver and basically yada, yada, yada. A lot of stuff asked there. But I continued on and looked to find somebody to help me out with legal terms of this waiver because I've never heard of it before. So I contacted a place in Ontario, and I contacted them in 2018. I paid them $1,000 straight up Canadian, and they asked me for $300 more for fingerprinting, for animal urine sample, a bunch of other stuff, and they had me running around to do a lot of it. So I was kind of under the impression that I was hiring a company that would have helped me more than what they had let on in their brochure and their emails. So they gave me a gentleman that just basically shooed me to the side. I never heard from him again. I kept phoning them. Then they kept asking me for a little more money for printing of a criminal record. I had to pay for that, and it just kept going up, and the amount of money that I had to pay, and then the experience that I had was very horrible. I had nobody to talk to about my waiver application. I had emails that I had sent. I wouldn't get an email back for about four to 7 days. It just, the list goes on. It was a lot. Like, there's so many things I could say, and recently they just emailed me and asking me to pay for fingerprints and asking me to get another urine sample, and then they want another criminal record check, which I already provided to them about numerous times. And have you mind, this was 2018. I've been waiting for this waiver for about, we're in 2021, and with the pandemic, it's been long, and they haven't reassured me. They haven't told me. They told me that I wasn't allowed to receive my waiver because it was ready, and they were told me I can go to the border here where I'm from. So it's a lot of misuse and a lot of stuff you're promised that they don't pull through for. A lot of lack of empathy on my case. I felt like I was judged. I was young when it happened, and now I flip my life around. So, yeah, that's basically it.
I tell you, what you just described, trust me when I tell you, we hear that all the time from other people. And for some reason, it tends to be these cheap Ontario waiver companies. They just recently, there was a woman, when I say they, meaning the border, turned around. And long story short, in her case, they just think that she's trying to move there. Nothing to do with criminality, nothing. So she contacted the same place you did. And they told her, oh, you need a waiver. They kept trying to shove a waiver down her throat. So we reviewed the documents. I said, you don't need a waiver for this. They just think you're moving there. So certain things that have to be done with those cases, but they do not require a waiver. And we did a YouTube video on this the other day. And the problem is a lot of those places, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I always say to people, those places, all they care about is your bottom dollar. Now, let me tell you how we will process your case. Let's just say you're in Surrey, B.C. right now, although I know you're not, which Surrey, B.C. Mm-hmm. is the Compton, California / Southside Chicago of Canada. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
So anyone who knows about Compton and Southside Chicago, they know what I mean. We'd have you come into the Surrey location. Well, we have three in B.C., but we'd have you come into the Surrey office, and then basically what we would do, would get, you know, your background data, yada, yada. We get the info for the people for your letters of reference. We prepare all those. We develop your rehabilitation program to show that you're cleared. We obtain the court files. We have to document that based upon your old conviction, those things are no longer in place. No drug tests, which we cover. Fingerprints, which we cover. Because I have a guy that does fingerprinting, and we have you go see Mr. Sadu, and he take care of the prints probably the same day. And basically, long story short, you walk in, and then 95% of everything that has to be done, and some other things have to be done that I'm not putting here on this broadcast, because the fact that certain offenses like yours have to be cleared a certain kind of way, and I'm not showing competitors, you know, the tricks, so to speak, to clear these offenses. But certain other things will have to be done. But the point is, we still cover 95% of everything that has to be done. Only thing you'd have to do basically is breathe, show us that you have fingers, and show us you have proof of income.
Yeah.
And then when everything is done, then I'd have my limo guy take you down to the border that we deal with and the guards that know me well, and you submit the packet, yada, yada, and probably within 30 to 60 days, you'll get your approval right now, the way things are going. Now, the place you went to, another reason why they're full of shit is because about October 2020, the border started taking waiver packets for essential workers. So you're not really in that category, which is fine, but your case requires a lot of background work. So what we would have done is, let's say October 2020, we would have started the background work, getting the records and putting the rehabilitation together. Oh, that could take a couple of months. And then what they did at the border, at least the BC borders, May 25th, 2021, is when the assistant port director told me that they are now taking waiver packets for from everyone. So then we'd, we'd have you again. Yeah, so that same place you went to, they're telling people, oh, they're not taking waiver packets. And people call me. I said, what are you talking about? One guy was adamant they're not taking them. I said, well, that's fine. I said, you can sit there and believe that, and Santa Claus is coming to see you in another week. He didn't know what to say. So I said, sir, I send people down there every week. You know, my guys take people down there every week and bring them back. So you can believe what you wish to believe, but the border is taking packets. Yeah. And we made a video the other day, and I had the math wrong. I had said from, I think I said from March 2020 to April 2018, I said we had 900, I think I said 84. Well, my math was off. The number is more like 2,984 cases, and we've only lost one. But that case was really tough. But what I always ask people is, I said, look, are you part of Hamas? Are you part of Hezbollah? Are you part of ISIS? And, you know, people say no, which the vast majority say no. I say, well, there really is not any problem getting you cleared. I said, now, unless you're like a fondler, you fondle kids, and 98% of people say no. 2% have said yes. So for those 98%, I mean, they get cleared. So even in your case, you're going to get cleared. One thing they may focus on with yours a little bit, because you've got a husband there, but there's a way around that, and that can be accounted for in a waiver packet to show that, yes, I have a husband there. We've been married such and such time. Yes, we're going down there. Oh, I'm going down there to see him, but I'm coming back to Canada. And because of your conviction, we talked about this already, getting the green card might be a bit challenging. Just ignore that. So, but the point is, there's still ways to get you down there to be with him, even with this waiver. It's just, all the steps have to be taken, different methods. And I don't know if I told you privately, but I'll tell you offline, because, again, I'm not giving these competitors anything they can use to market, you know. But there's definitely a way. So even with your stuff.
Yeah, so, it honestly seems like there's people that are just out for the dollar and not have no empathy in it. It honestly is, it's kind of sad. I know it's the dollar, right? Everybody's chasing it, but it's like, I don't know, these companies.
You still there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello? Oh, there. Okay, you're still there. Good. Okay. Hello?
Hi. Yeah, the phone.
Can you hear me?
yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. So, and now even with us, I have not pushed you for any money whatsoever. I'll ignore that.
No, you haven't. You guys are amazing. You're amazing. Like, the way you are in your company is truly a blessing, I'm going to say, because I've been sitting here for how many years, and then you're telling me, like, all this, and you're very not just speaking about it, you're actually doing it in action. So I'm like, I'm very intrigued by your expertise and your reassurance and not even taking no payment right now too, because of what I'm going through. I have kids too and waiting for payday, and you're actually a nice gentleman waiting for me to get paid.
Well, it's like I always tell everyone who knows me well in Surrey, they know we're not about the money. We want to make sure people get satisfied. And another thing that's food for thought, it does not apply to you. In British Columbia, how can I say this? You get a lot of people who they get very funny about their money, in a sense of you come to an office for a service, let's say, if they feel that they're only a dollar, get ripped off. You don't get a bad review. You get a serious case of lead poisoning. And I don't mean from pencils.
Yeah.
So the West Coast Canada is vastly different. So what they do in Ontario, they could never get away in the West because they would end up on the 6 o'clock news. So,
I did not know that.
Oh, I'll give you some links to Google. You can read it. It's well in the news. That's why I said it's the Compton, California / Southside Chicago of Canada. It really is. But we don't have those issues, those problems ourselves. So, because we treat every client like they're, you know, a family member or a friend. And because the thing is, when the day is over, we want you to be happy. We want you to be satisfied. We want you to be down there, you know, with the hubby, eventually even moving there. That'll have to be addressed a different kind of way, like I said, in the future. But more importantly, the other person I had mentioned the other day, she was crossing over, and she does not even need a waiver. And they, meaning those cheap companies, that place you went to, they try to shove a waiver down her throat. And she was coming out. I don't know if she's still coming out, but she wants to do it all from Ontario, which is fine, whatever. But there were some other people who called in, similar situation as yours and hers. This girl does not even need a waiver. They try to shove it down her throat because her conviction does not require a waiver. Well, she has two convictions, but they don't require a waiver. There's a way to get around it to get the lifetime. Unfortunately, you won't get the lifetime, but she can, this other woman. Yeah. And I don't know. Like I said, we'll try to have them on the show this week, but I just want to do a quick show here and show people that there is hope out there. And, you know, things can get done. It's done. They have to be done properly. And the fact that what you said, others have told me, and I was like, wow, trust is really inspiring. Maybe we can have you come to BC. You can meet the guys and meet everyone else, because we have six locations around the world, three in BC, one in London, England, one in Washington State, and one in Estonia. We also tend to work with two large Los Angeles immigration law firms, and we do a lot of their work and provide a lot of guidance for them. So it's – we have the – how can I say it? We basically have the tools to get the job done, the same tools they use. So we share tools and knowledge, but yada, yada. I don't want to bore you with that kind of stuff. But that's why we're so effective compared to where you went. And we will take good care of you and your friends and the other people that, you know, came on board last week.
I've been referring you guys to a lot of friends that I have too that are having a lot of the same issues. So I put in a good word for you guys, and you guys are a good company.
Oh no,
make people
a person
feel like a person, not just somebody that's just another number inside of a book. And
well, yeah, exactly, and. I'm a brown guy myself, and if I can help people save a dollar or have less hassle, I'm all for it. So,
yeah.
But it's just my personality. So, so what do you have planned for today? I guess you have a busy schedule, eh?
Yeah. I actually just took a break. My boss has let me take a break for just to talk to you at work here. But, a busy day. And then I got to get my girls are starting school in the afternoon, so... Yeah, back to school.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, you know what? I'm not going to hold you up. And tell your boss thank you for the time. And obviously, if you give us a shout, give me a shout anytime you want. You know, you can reach me directly.
All right.
So, All right, Miss Diamond, you have a great day, and I will just chat with the audience briefly and then shut down.
All right, you have a great day, too.
You too.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Now, you guys heard it from a client, and I've been preaching this stuff. Sorry. I've been fucking preaching this stuff for the past couple of years, and I don't just say stuff. You know, I pull stuff out of the air. I've been saying this over and over and over. Oh, having said that, if anyone wants to call in, give us a shout at 516-418-5410. Again, that's area code 516-418-5410. The Denied Entry to USA show. But anyway, point is, I've been saying this stuff repeatedly over and over. You guys got to watch these Ontarios, or beware of these Ontario cheap waiver companies. They only care about the bottom dollar. They don't really care about you. You're just a number. You're just a cog in the wheel. We don't do that. And that's why we have, again, have the 98 to 99% success rate, that amongst other things. If you guys go to our website at www.usentrywaiverservices.com, you can see exactly who we are, what we do. It's designed in a way that on the homepage, it shows the areas that we specialize in and focus on. It's going, I have to say, it's going well even during this COVID, so there's no complaints whatsoever. And I guess one of the other things is, like I said the other day, is the people who have been denied from these cheap companies based upon that section of our business is actually, it's almost even with the new people coming in, and which all the more reason why we're eventually going to shy away from the simple cases like Willie, the warehouse worker, who stole a car at 19, now he's 40, and he's got 6 to 8 kids, and, you know, his money's tight. Those cases are fine, but Willie doesn't have much money, and it's not really benefiting anyone. So we're going to slowly shy away from those cases, and we want the big complex cases like Tiffany's case is complex. The people that came in this week, or was it last week, their case is complex. But anyway, you know, you guys, again, you guys can go to the website's main page at www.usentrywaiverservices.com and see exactly what we focus upon. So, again, Ken Scott, signing off, senior U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst at www.usentrywaiverservices.com, and it's 1-888-908-3841 or 604-332-9213. So until the next time, the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, South Bent, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the woo dump in chambers, third life, get it right, nigga, danger, 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me, lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me, 40 Glock up on your block, headshot, chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks, and in the distance ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me, said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave I've been kicking static, I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See I'm a stand-up, stomp down soldier, much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my stalls on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the COE, Sherm sticks. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission going combat, gangstavidian, terrorizedidian. I thought you knew Swiss filling combo, competitor, garage cheese, both like Kenita, knocking out, beat
join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna give y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Fit as I ride, smoking that pot. Oh, still stay lit, my eyes are so, they clinging like fire. I keep the blazing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Stop peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. As free, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spit 500 on chronic and smoke the whole fucking ounce up.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada, and you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America for that matter. Maybe they gave you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, DeniedEntryToUSA.com can help. Denied Entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just to have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at DeniedEntryToUSA.com or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. Get your ass back on the road with DeniedEntryToUSA.com.